Hi guys, it's Emily.
And Emma.
And this week we're going to be doing a little Q&A session. We had some people send in some questions.
Some of our friends sent in some questions to us.
So. Yeah, so we're just going to answer them and basically talk about our experiences and what you guys have to ask us.
Yeah. Okay. So
Emma will start and then ask me the question and then I'll ask questions to Emma.
Yeah.
Because we both have a couple.
Okay, so what embarrasses you the most? And or what's, like, your most embarrassing moment?
Okay, that's a good one. I would probably say, like, what embarrass... Oh, that's a... I mean, okay, something that literally just happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was posting in the Facebook page, like, for, like, our sorority, and I accidentally, like, posted, like, on my own Facebook, and I was, like, telling everyone to do a community service. And instead of posting it, like, to the girls in our sorority, like, hey, like, do community service, like, I literally just, like, posted it on my page for, like, on all my, Facebook. Like, grandparents to see. And my friend just texted me. She goes, was this for us? And then I was like, oh, nope. Like, oh my gosh, not for you.
That's so funny.
But, like, little random things, like, will embarrass me. And then, like, I'll go to sleep and I'll, like, think about it, like, the entire day.
Like, or, like, anytime you think about it, like, even if it happened, like, a year ago, you, like, get sick. Yeah.
So that's a good one. Okay. So for Emma... what is your all-time favorite memory?
Oh my gosh.
I'll go childhood.
Childhood favorite
memory. Just share
memory.
A childhood memory.
A memory that makes me happy. I remember when I was a little kid, I was probably like 4. I had this like flag, like American flag bikini. But I was, like, a little kid. No, because I was, like, 4.
Oh, yeah. Justice.
I was really little, and I remember I loved it, and I wore it on the 4th of July back in Boston at my grandparents' lake house.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, like, sitting on the grass, eating a popsicle, like, wearing this bikini. And I remember I wrote, a story about it when I was in high school, and I was like, I love that. So
that's cute.
Like, a good memory.
Your little childhood
happy
man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, what's your favorite thing you own and why?
Ooh, I would probably say, everyone says, like, their laptop, their phone, and their computer, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I guess that's more of, like, what you would take in a fire kind of thing.
Yeah.
My favorite thing that I own, it would probably be something that I use every day. And honestly, as stupid as this sounds, I've had literally the same little pink blanket that's like a fuzzy, like, so comfortable, like, every single night. So I like sleep on my back, whereas like a lot of people like sleep on their sides and stuff.
I sleep on my side.
Yeah, I don't ever sleep on my side, don't ever sleep on my back, but I like lay on, like, literally, like, I look like a zombie, like, when I sleep, like, I don't move. But I have to have like something by my face, so like I'll shove that pink blanket like by my face and I'll like rest my head on it, and I have, that's like how I have to sleep. So like if I go to a hotel, like, I'll grab, like, the covers, and I'll shove them, like, up to my face so, like, my face, like, leans on something.
Cute.
Yeah, but that's why I get cheek acne, so.
Oh, my gosh.
Fuck me. Okay. If money was no object, what would you buy? You got your new shoes.
I got my new shoes.
Love
but
them.
I had to pay
so cute.
For them. Thank
you. Did?
I mean, my mom paid for them.
Yeah.
But... I think if money was no object, I would buy, like, a bunch of real estate in, like, Laguna
That's
Beach.
That's a good one. Get a little investment.
A little investment, some investment properties.
No, you're smart.
Just, I'd, like,
build your own house.
Yeah.
Do you want to live in Laguna Beach?
No, but I just feel like there's, like, land in
there
Laguna
is?
Beach. Like, by the water more than, like, if you live in Newport Beach,
yeah,
like, I don't want to go buy a home in the Port Streets, you know?
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that.
I think, like,
That's a good
or
one.
Even, like, Crown
Business
Del Mar.
Girl.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I like that question.
Okay. What celebrity would you want as your friend?
Okay.
That's kind of a dumb question, but
That's
interesting.
Fine. So, 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade. Honestly, this very day, I love Harry Styles.
Me too.
Absolutely the love of my life.
Yes.
He'll always be... They'll always have a special place in my heart. And I was obsessed with him, like, 8th, 9th, 10th. I went to so many of their concerts. I literally flew to Boston just to go see their concert, and I convinced my parents, like, it wasn't a trip to go see One Direction in Boston, but more of a college trip. It fucking wasn't. It was literally to go see
You're
Harry.
You're like, no.
And so, probably him, because, like, obviously I know he's like so unattainable, but I just want to sit down and have a conversation with him.
I just want to look in his eyes.
Yes. I could touch his face. Oh my god, I know. And just not like listen, to be weird, but listen to his voice and like listen to what he has to say. He would be a good friend, I think. Like he would really listen to me.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I think he would. I think that's a good one.
Yeah. Okay. What is the worst you've ever been physically hurt?
Physically?
Your chin.
Okay. Well, yeah, but I also... Okay, so I split my chin open.
We talked about it.
I talked about it, but I didn't... I wasn't really in pain.
Because you were, having fun and, adrenaline. I was having fun,
but when I was gone, I was on a golf cart, and I jumped off of it while still going. This is recent. I jumped off of it while it was still going, like, the opposite way that it was traveling.
Oh, my God.
And I fell on my feet. I landed on my feet, and then I fell back, and I smashed my head against the concrete. I honestly...
Concussion?
No, I don't know. I think I'm
maybe.
Fine.
Who knows?
Maybe. But my head the next day hurt so bad. And, like, this was last week, and, like, my head still hurts.
Okay, concussion girl.
I know, but like, not like, that, it's not like I have a migraine, right, it's more of like, just I have pain in my hair.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Ouch.
I don't really get hurt, so.
Knock on wood. We're gonna knock on wood right now.
But.
People.
Yeah, I think that's
that a good
one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Emotionally, different story.
What's yours? Oh, I know, emotionally, that's a completely different story.
The worst I've physically been hurt? Okay, so when I was little, I was like, you know how they have like, rocks on a playground where they're like big, like, okay, well, this playground had huge, like, mm-hmm. big rocks, and you basically like step on them, and like each rock you step on, and I slipped off the rock and I fell and I hit my face, and my mm-hmm. whole side of the face had like a huge blue
oh
bruise.
Oh my god, how did that not hurt your cheeks? I mean your teeth.
So it did, it chipped to my teeth, so I had to get like white like cement, whatever it is,
yeah,
on the top of my teeth, like chip stuff in.
Yeah.
I guess that was like a two for question.
Maybe we could just start doing that.
Yeah, okay.
And do you believe in soulmates? No.
That's a good one.
I don't know.
I know. Cause like, there's no way we were put on this earth.
Well, maybe.
And like, half of me is somewhere else.
I don't know.
What if half of me is in?
I feel like I'm
Sweden.
I'm like such a lover in a way that like. I feel like there has to be somebody out there.
Yeah. Do you think you've already met your soulmate?
I don't know. I don't know.
Me neither. I don't know what, how, I feel like everyone defines soulmate as different, like different.
Yeah.
So like, I could think that I met my soulmate because I believe that soulmates is someone who both like in and out. Oh, me and you are soulmates.
Yeah.
You know?
I definitely feel like there's a lot of, you have a lot of soulmates.
Right. You have like,
you know what I mean?
Like me and you like get along on like a different level, whereas like some people get along and they believe that like they have a connection.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yes and no.
Yes and no. Okay. What's your favorite holiday and why? These questions are great.
My birthday.
Your birthday?
No, Christmas.
Oh my god.
100%.
Really?
Oh. Well, I'm like a winter baby.
Yeah.
And I love everything winter. Like, I want a winter wedding. Like, I love
really?
Sweaters and, like, fuzzy socks and warm pajamas. Like, I'd rather be, like, warm. Or I'd rather be too cold so I can warm up rather than too hot. So, like, because, like, I don't feel comfortable. Like, I'm not really the type of girl that, like, likes to wear, like, crop tops and stuff all the time.
Yeah, me either.
Like, I really don't. Like, even when it's, like, hot outside, like, I'll wear dresses and stuff. Like, I love, like,
dresses.
But, like, little crop tops and, like, shorts that ride up your ass, like, I'm not down. That's just uncomfortable and, like, not cute. Like, it doesn't look very put together, and so, like, that bothers me.
Yeah.
Like, it's not as classy, like, in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like dresses and skirts and, like, cute, like, flowy pants and, like, a top, but, like, all the time, like, just throwing on, like, a raggedy old crop top and, like, jeans that, or jean shorts that, like, aren't cute. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just like the winter, so. I don't know what the question was, but the winter.
The winter. It was
My favorite holiday.
Your favorite holiday.
Christmas. What about
Christmas.
You?
I have three.
Oh, that's all of them.
But I mean, like, for different reasons.
Okay,
so, like, I love Valentine's Day. Because I love
But if you have a boyfriend, it's amazing.
No, it's so
don't.
Great if you don't. Because it's all about love and pink and hearts. And it's
okay,
so
true.
Cute.
Okay, true.
And then I love I love the 4th of July. Okay. I think the 4th of July is so fun.
But especially since you spend it most of the time, in Long Island?
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Which is so fun. But even here in Newport Beach, like, if you have friends, like, here. And then my other favorite one is New Year's, because I think it's cute that you kiss somebody.
Yeah, that is cute. Have you had a New Year's kiss every year?
No. Oh, no.
I've had one.
I had, like, 6 this year.
Oh.
It was really great. Wow. Well, a lot of people did. It was just, like, a fun thing. It wasn't, like, a weird thing.
That's cute.
Yeah.
You hear that, boys? She had 6.
Yeah. Okay, wait, last question. What, it's not favorite time of the year, but what is your favorite month and why?
I feel like I just asked.
Yeah, like, winter.
December. I would say December because it's Christmas break, my birthday, Christmas.
Yeah.
It's also, that's like
all happening right
exactly,
there.
Exactly. And, like, everyone I saw is in a good mood. Like, everyone. Like,
really? I don't like Christmas.
Oh, my God. You're crazy.
No.
I just feel like everyone, like, it's very family-oriented.
I feel like everyone and, like, has really high expectations for Christmas. And then it's, yeah, like, you get let down.
No, and I understand that. I feel like a lot of people, like, have different, I think my thing is, like, I love, like, traditions and, like, Christmas, like, like, for example, like, my mom makes, like, a certain, like, German lasagna, and, like, on Christmas Day, like, my tradition is we do not leave our house, and we wear our pajamas all day.
Really? You don't leave?
Nope. We're not allowed to leave.
Oh, my God.
It's just my family, like, just my family of 5 in our matching pajamas the entire day.
Yeah.
And we just, like, play with whatever, well, now I'm older, but, like, we, like, basically play, I guess. We just, like, hang out, and, like, all of our presents that we got, like, we just, like, unwrap them. Cute. And, like, fiddle with them and stuff, just, like, all day. And then my dad, like, makes, like, 3 courses. He makes fondue, he makes, like, nachos. And we just sit and we, like, feast.
Cute.
And then we all rent movies and just all 5 of
us. That's fun.
So, like, that is why I love it.
Yeah.
It's because it's, like, a day of just my family. It's very, like, tradition, and it's just, like, that is the one day a year I genuinely am not stressed at all.
Really?
Nope. I just love it.
Yeah. So, I think my favorite month is June, because there's nothing like the feeling. I know, it's not even my birthday. There's nothing like the feeling of getting out of school. Like, when you're a little kid.
We are so close.
That was, like, the most exciting thing. I literally remember sitting in a classroom and, like, it's the last day of school.
Oh my gosh.
You have your yearbook.
Yes.
And you're watching the clock. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, June.
And the day you get out is, like,
the beginning of summer. Mm-hmm. It's so fun.
Everyone has, like, a pizza party.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
No, you're right.
Pool party. I love June.
Yeah, that feeling is a good feeling. And it's not quite hot, like, too hot yet.
Yeah, it's not too hot.
Like, it's
a perfect temperature.
But it's still nice at the beach. Exactly, like, the beach. Yeah, exactly. You don't, like, freeze, and you're not, like, sweating.
Yeah.
You're right. That is a good one.
Yeah. So, June. Okay.
Okay.
So.
Those were our random questions.
Those are some of our questions.
Yeah, some little facts about us. We hope you enjoyed. Send us more questions next week, if you care.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.